had to tell this story about a friend of mine who's retired, one of the old veterans. He doesn't knock about much, but the high spot of his year is the cup final. He never misses going to Wembley, and he goes down for the weekend. He makes a weekend of it. Everything booked up, everything of the best. 2 years ago he went, so on Saturday morning he had a nice stroll round. He strolled up Regent Street, along Oxford Street as far as the Marble Arch, and a nice stroll up the Edgware Road, and going up the Edgware Road, he passed a pet shop, and there was a parrot in a cage in his pet shop, and just as he was passing, this parrot said, "I'm over." He thought, "That's marvellous, a parrot in London talking Lanky dialect." So he went in the shop. He said, "I'll give you all the want for that bird, name the price." But the proprietor said, "No, Polly's not for sale, I'm sorry." He said, "But you're very lucky, because Polly's laid some eggs this week, and if you like, I'll sell you an egg. I can put it up in a box, surround it with cotton wool, it will keep it warm, and you can incubate the egg quite successfully when you get home." Now, last year, he went again as usual, same old programme, down on the Friday. Saturday morning, walked up Regent Street, along Oxford Street as far as the Marble Arch, and then strolled up the Edgware Road, and he was just passing the same pet shop. There was the same parrot in the same cage, and just as he was passing, the parrot said, "I'm all thee." So he turned round, he says, "Aye, and I know thee too, before I were a do."